thyroid issue. And it's another issue that in whom I have the disease, I think that it is as easy as I could. If diagnosed as a human, there will be no complications. And history issues stop these complications that you will not be, become disabilities in the community. And this is prevention. Then we go to invite the community in all the sections to have all the services as these hospitals and alternative therapies, psychotherapy, all these issues of which affect our health. And we need to have physicians, nurses, social workers, psychologists, and health educators. Also, you have some chance in your community to work at ethnic issues and resident issue. And in my opinion, if you want to come from community as family, you will have organization for every minority and to meet each other to talk about your background and culture and ethnic, because doctors need to know this background. Sometimes it affects, for example, Japanese people, they eat fish raw and sometimes it has mercury and sometimes it affects their health. They must talk about these issues, about background and culture and the kind of the food. These issues become popular. Everyone knows each other when we do a treat and you see one from Asia to know how, what he is coming from and what is his background, what is his culture, what is the food, what is the ethics. That's when community become so small and become as a family. That's my opinion.
Hello, my name is Esther, and as an antelope, community health, I think, is hard to say these days, the answer, but the answer, I think, is ourselves, to take care of ourselves, and to be the doctor of ourselves, to keep in our mind that this is something the doctor cannot fix. We need to start from home, start from our neighborhood, start to build the community and do more prevention. To be a immigrant from another country in Africa, I experienced the American way and is an issue about our health. Look at in our neighborhood, look, our big cup, we're looking all the time, our big plate. Just start from there, you will learn, oh, maybe I'm the doctor of myself. If I eat more and more, I eat it. I don't think the doctor is the one who come and knock on your door and say, stop doing this. We need to educate ourselves and get involved in our community. That's what I say.
I wanted to talk about things that we're all thinking about. I feel personally responsible to talk about what I can do for Ajua, because she's put out a call for all of us saying, I want some answers. She's an African American young lady who's 16, who's maneuvering her way through the health system. He is an adult, I can't even do that. So we were assuming that there's families who are together who can do that for her, but many times there aren't, because there's issues that we don't need to get into. But I think I'd like to put that there out of this thought that I have in my head. That when you, if there's anybody here who could really be part of just giving you an answer, it doesn't have to be right now, but I just feel as I have invited a 16-year-old young lady who's able to articulate her journey as far. I think this is where it begins, as this community get gathered. There's one person who's really calling out for that, so I just want to put that there.
That we are called as a associated model of advocating for people. I really appreciate you and the way you are helping and advocating for us.
I don't know, it's something else, but thank you for your voice.
Thank you for being here. You have a lot of courage. I just wanted to say that I really appreciate this small group, and I appreciated all the voices, and the richness in the diversity of voices. And the ideas and the experience and the humor and sadness and the anger, all of you, everything was there. And I just wanted to say that made me hopeful. Our small group and the energy and the energy in the group itself, just in, and I imagine all the groups. So, thank you.
I was just going to say that I hear many people saying that you can do it yourself, be the doctor of yourself. I want to tell you that again, everybody needs a hand. Nobody in this whole world can do it themselves. So when someone asks you to help them, technically, and people say do it yourself, everybody needs. Even a doctor, even the president, everybody needs a hand. And I don't think it's exactly about doing it yourself, because if you live in a village, like my dad did in Africa, the villages are united as one family. Their doctor could be their next door neighbor, live in the same poverty and the same health that they have. Nobody can ever do it themselves. And in the United States, everybody has their little, you know, personal things. And so people want to get help and don't know how to. And some people do it by volunteering, and some people do it by other ways. But there's only one thing that's stopping the United States from being who they want to be. And that's the only thing it is just giving a hand. If you give a hand, you help that person, and that person was like, okay, I'm going to give my hand to this person, and this person. And sooner or later, like they said, this land is your land, and this land is my land, that song that all the little kids used to sing, and all the little kids went, hey! That song is what we need to do, is get out the hand. And sooner or later, everybody's going to be holding hands in the whole wide world. And the United States that everybody wants to be, and everybody imagines it to be, would be that. It's only that one hand and that one voice that can put it together. So this little community is starting to hold out a hand. That's about it. You go home, you can tell your mom, you can tell your dad, you can tell your cousins and stuff. And they go to the back hand. And it's going to go all over and around and come back. So all I'm saying is that when I get out of here to be back, I want you guys to really develop a hand to somebody else. And this hand to somebody else. And hope that eventually you will get together and be like, you know, let's do this together and not just by yourself. That's all I want to say.
Thank you so much. I'm going to vote for you as our next
Ajola's was one of the supporting groups, and she was very welcome, and we helped her. She took this opportunity to talk and express herself, and here I feel that she wants to be heard. And I want to say for you, as a Palestinian woman, and I want to be heard, it is not easy to be heard until you take this movement and take your steps. No one can come to you and you say, I want to hear you. You struggle and try to be healed and to be a person in this society. You know, you take your steps advance. Nobody says, oh, I miss you, I want to hear you. Take up for our life, 50 years, until we are being heard in all this world, and our kids as Palestinian come in union, and they want to resolve this case, this conflict between Palestinian and Israel. No one come to us and say, oh, you have this problem, we want to hear you. We have this stage and this struggle and this suffering all this year until we have been heard.
I really do hear you, and very much that really two very marginalized people have spoken in this moment. So, with such a teaching, and I really appreciate that, and it's almost, I feel it's a beautiful closure from our evening. There's one more just opportunity for us to network around certain issues, and I would two things. I know there's one main topic was community building and advocacy, helping each other's mentoring. One was around also policies and access to healthcare. Maybe there's other topics that you want to put out on some of the things that you would give people the opportunity to. Just take a sticky note and put your contact address so that you can network and maybe go on. Also, we're going to do another one. We're going to do another forum in 3 months. And please, if you could sign up. And so we have your email address and we get you invitation for the next forum. And if you have any feedback for us, please send us feedback and suggestions about how to do it next time. My email address for this is pmarin@sdsantonio.org. So thanks.
Thank you, everybody, and also thank you for the wisdom that's come out here tonight. And I'm going to go away and think, yes, for me it's like building community is reaching out a hand, offering to somebody something, and whether I'm offering it to myself, or you're walking out to another human being. That's my take-home message that I've learned from you today, because that's how we build community, one person at a time. And thank you so much for coming, and we look forward to further contact. And take it easy, I guess.